This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. An urgent pandemic update here from Mike Adams, publisher of naturalnews.com. Reading a headline from the Epoch Times, it says, World Health Organization officials are now warning countries to prepare for local outbreaks outside of China. The headline is, quote, countries should prepare for local coronavirus outbreaks, WHO official. The name of the official is Gaudin Galea, G-A-L-E-A, told this to the Associated Press in Beijing today, Saturday. That's the day I'm recording this, February 1st. Basically, what they're saying, this person, is that they realize this has broken containment in China. They realize this is not going to be contained in many countries around the Asia region. And if you look at the infections, which have skyrocketed over the last several days, now surpassing 12,000 infections. And I think just 2 days ago, it was 7,000 or something in that range. I mean, this has been skyrocketing more than 1,000% per week. But the countries outside of China that are really growing in the number of confirmed infections are Thailand, Singapore, Japan, Hong Kong, Australia, South Korea, Taiwan, and Malaysia. But especially in Thailand, that number is growing the quickest, and these numbers are in some more than 100 now outside of China. Now, what's especially concerning about all of this, if you understand the science behind it, then you know that this is going to break containment. And the reason we know this is from the Lancet Science Journal, published a new paper just yesterday, January 31st, called Nowcasting and Forecasting the Potential Domestic and International Spread of the 2019 Novel Coronavirus Outbreak. Now, in this paper, they analyzed the flight patterns and the fact that there were symptomless carriers of the virus who were spreading this in the early days, that is December, in China, when the communist Chinese government was covering this up. The flight patterns show that from the Wuhan airport, there were flights that went to, I believe, 300 different destinations around the world and around China and around Asia and so on. What was happening during this time, before they shut down the airport, was that the Wuhan virus, of course, was being spread to all these regions. After that, the Chinese government, of course, locked down Wuhan. 56 million people under quarantine. But it's already too late because the outbreaks are now accelerating in other cities in China. It's happening outside of the Wuhan area. In fact, at this point, it looks like the quarantine may be pointless. Now, not only is it spreading in other areas in China, it's also spreading in other countries, as I mentioned earlier. So these flights took people to countries like Thailand and Singapore and Japan and Hong Kong and so on. So what we're looking at realistically here, according to this study, let me just read you the interpretation from these scientists published in The Lancet. They say, quote, independent self-sustaining outbreaks in major cities globally could become inevitable because of substantial exportation of pre-symptomatic cases and in the absence of large-scale public health interventions. They go on to warn, preparedness plans and mitigation interventions should be readied for quick deployment globally. And then a day later, the WHO comes out, as I mentioned earlier, and says countries need to get ready for local coronavirus outbreaks. That means globally. So now we have officials admitting what I've been warning about for many days. This has already broken containment in China. This is already in 18 countries. And the cases there continue to increase, even in the United States itself. Now, the U.S. has done something very important and very wise in blocking travel. This happened just last night, blocking travel from foreign nationals who are traveling to the United States from China. So a lot of people being turned around at the airports right now, put back on planes and sent home. That's important. That's actually a very good step. However, China is not the only country where this outbreak is going to occur. That now seems obvious. There's a lag time here. We're going to see the outbreak multiplying in not only regions outside of Wuhan, but in countries outside of China. And then the question becomes, how does America isolate itself from these countries where the outbreaks are spreading in an uncontrolled manner? Because you can cut off travel from China, but are you then going to cut off travel from Japan, Singapore, Thailand, Hong Kong, Australia? You know, are you going to cut off travel from African nations, Middle Eastern nations, India, if the infection spreads there, which would be catastrophic? What about European nations? There are outbreaks happening, infections in Germany, in France, and even in Canada right now as well. You're going to cut off travel to all those countries? You're going to close the border to Canada when there's a wide open border with Mexico? You see the issues, right? If the world becomes infected, and that's where this looks like it may be headed, the United States can't isolate itself from every country in the world, from every person in the world. That's a practical impossibility, which means that eventually, even if we block this first wave from China, eventually we have to be considering the possibility in the United States of the outbreak going so global and infecting so many people in so many countries that it's going to get into the United States and start to spread in the US as well. That possibility remains very much in existence. And no doubt the CDC is fully aware of that, even though they're denying it. You know, there was a case reported in New York yesterday, confirmed coronavirus infection in New York City. First thing that New York officials did is they came out and denied it. They said, nope, there isn't one. So the cover-up has begun. So now we're going to have just denials all over the United States as cities say, not here, as their people are dying, you know, and the morgues are running 24/7. They're going to say, we don't have any problems here, because they don't want to hurt local tourism and things like that. It's tourism, especially in New York City. If anybody hears there's an outbreak in New York City, what's going to happen to tourism there? Oh, it's going to plummet. It's going to hurt the economy. So the cover-up has begun. So viral denialism is not a good way to fight a pandemic. And anybody from the CDC would tell you that. Now, the CDC has already quarantined 195 Americans in California. They were the evacuees who returned from China on that chartered flight. The CDC put them under quarantine. You know why? Because one of them tried to escape. At first, it was a voluntary quarantine. Like, hey, you people, don't go spreading your possible infection to everybody else in America. But one person said, well, those rules don't apply to me. No doubt a Democrat. And started escaping. The CDC found out about it, and they slapped down a federal order to say, well, guess what? You morons, now you're going to be under a federal order, a forced quarantine, because you can't follow basic directions. And the CDC was right to do that, by the way. They actually did the right thing. And the WHO was right to declare an emergency global pandemic as well. I mean, wow, this is a milestone. Health Ranger agrees with the CDC and the WHO at the same time on the same day. The stars have aligned. An alternate universe has been created. But it's true. Look, I'm based on the science here. You have to isolate and quarantine these potentially infected people that are returning from the U.S. right out of the Wuhan region. You got to isolate them. So the CDC is no doubt fully aware of the severity of this issue. They're just not saying publicly what they're thinking, which is if they make one mistake, this can slip out of control and start multiplying completely out of control in the United States of America. We're not far from that happening. Let's hope it doesn't happen. But the chance is still there. And the more countries get infected around the world, the higher the chance that this will get into the United States or Canada or Mexico. Can you imagine this outbreak in Mexico with all the drug wars and the government corruption and the total fraud and incompetence there? It'd be uncontrolled in Mexico. And then people would start to flee where? Oh, north to the United States. And there's an open border. And the Democrats keep you know, the Democrat judges are keep canceling any kind of border security. So you'd have coronavirus just walking right into the U.S. And now you've got infections, you know, California, Arizona, Texas, all the border states. New Mexico just be overrun with infections. So that is a very likely scenario, considering the fact that this is still not under control in Asia and it's spreading to other countries. So if it gets into Central and South America or Mexico, it's pretty much uncontainable at that point, because there's so much, you know, government incompetence and corruption in those countries. They can't organize any kind of means to stop this. So in summary, right now, this is nowhere near contained, and it's going to spread outside of China. The WHO is now warning countries that this is likely to happen, or at least they're warning that it could happen. It looks inevitable, frankly, and that's what the Lancet paper said, that it's probably inevitable. So get ready. There's a lot more coming. Stay informed. Keep reading naturalnews.com. Keep listening to my podcasts on Brighteon.com. We built these platforms because, of course, I've been banned for years by YouTube and Twitter. Oh, Twitter just banned Zero Hedge, too, by the way, for reporting on the coronavirus. So the tech giants are now shutting down all truth about this pandemic because the tech giants want it to spread, and they don't want people to know how to protect themselves or to prepare themselves. The tech giants are anti-preparedness, anti-truth. They want people to be oblivious and ignorant so that the pandemic spreads even more, so they can then push vaccines on everybody and declare a medical martial law police state. That's what big tech is doing. Well, I'll do another podcast on that later on. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here for naturalnews.com. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.